Yeah, sometimes we take the path of least resistance, Saul, and we get that call back and we're like, you know what? It is what it is. We worked the deal, take it. But what if the bank asked you for $2,000 down and you did what Alex Flores used to do when he sold cars? Ready? Are y'all ready? Here we go. Woo-hoo-hoo! Because this is too easy, y'all. Y'all make it too easy for me. Ha! Mr. Customer, great news. Great news. Okay. How much does the bank need it? Tell me with your fingers. How much do they need? 2,000. That's right. I want to make sure you're paying attention. They need it how much? Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. 2,000. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Hey, Mr. Customer. Hey, pay attention, guys. We're almost done. We're almost done. This is very, very important. Our grosses are gross at most of our stores. So if you're not paying attention, this is how you make money, y'all. Trust me on this. You get good at this, you make a lot more money. Your paycheck doubles. You don't want to just go out there and give up your gross. And to Saul's point, you get a call back and you take the path of least resistance. You're giving away your money. You're basically taking money out of your pocket, the money that's supposed to be for you and your family. I don't even have any money because I lost a lot in Vegas. So maybe I'll have some in here. You're taking your money right here and you're going, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. You can have my money. We don't need it. You can take it. And why would you want to do that? Have you ever heard of the term in the car business where they say, hey, man, that guy right there, okay, listen up. He can hold gross. You ever heard that before? And they make a fame for themselves. They make a name for themselves because that person right there, he can hold gross. So what is that person doing different than most people? He's not doing this. He's saying, everybody go like this. Come on, come on. Pull it out, pull it out. I know you got it. I know you got it. Come on, stop playing with me, man. Because my baby needs shoes too. I know your baby needs shoes, but my baby needs shoes too. I know your lady likes the Louis Vuittons, but my lady, I gotta get at least a Kate Spade, you know what I'm saying? At least a Coach or something. I can't just have to go to Ross, do I? So, and I'm just kidding. But anyway, so what we do is we take the path of least resistance. So we need to make sure that we are doing this every single time. So please, guys, please, please, please. Oh, and here we go. What I was going to show you is this one right here, right? Right? Here we go. They needed $2,000 down. Here we go. So, hey, Luis, I got great news for you. Man, I got some fantastic news for you. Are you excited, Luis?
Yes.
Well, good, good. Because you know what, Luis? I'm even more excited than you because I know how much you like this vehicle. And I know how much we need this vehicle for your family. And man, I just want to be able to help you. And I just got some phenomenal news from my manager. My manager is so excited. And the bank, we just talked to the bank, and because of the relationship we have with them, they're willing to work with us, which is, I think it's incredible. And I'm just so grateful because I think there's going to be a way we can help you. So, Luis, I got great news. The bank, ready? Ready? Here we go. Crack my neck real quick. The bank is only asking from an initial investment from you of $4,000. But here's why I say it was great news. Because my manager is willing to help out and bring in 2,000 in discounts, 2,000 in the price of the car, 2,000 and he'll save you money and interest. And all we're going to ask is from half from you, $2,000 from you. So Luis, let me ask you this. How would you like to take care of that? We can do credit, we can do cash, we can do check, we can do Venmo, we can do Cash App, we can do food stamps, we can do whatever you got. What you got, bro? You got like a Rolex, a fake Rolex or something? What you got? We need $2,000.
Yeah, let's
That's
do
it.
cash.
That's all we need, Luis. And the good news is this. This is what you're forgetting about too, either, guys. Let me ask you this. When the deal is, let's say it's $30,000 you're trying to finance, and they cut it to $28,000, right? Now remember, you already went out there with a payment initially, right? You remember that? You went out there with a payment, you closed them, you submitted the deal $30,000, they cut it to $28,000. Okay? Everybody following me? Yes? So now you get the money from the customer. Are you forgetting to tell the customer that by them giving you this money down, it's also going to make their payments lower? Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? You're not even telling them that. You're just saying, hey, they need $2,000. You have it? No, I don't have it. You tell them everything that I just told you. And on top of it, you say, hey, and by the way, Mr. Customer, by you putting $2,000 more down, it's going to make your payment lower. Come on, man. Everybody say, come on, man.
Come on, man.
I like that. Who said that?
Come on, man.
Who was the first one? That was Sean, a good come on, man. Is that Sean? Let me get another one. Come on, man. Sean.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? I mean, but am I right or wrong, Luis? Do we not just go out there and ask for money down and forget to tell them that the payment's going to be lower too? Yeah, do we forget that? And not only that, but typically when they cut the deal like that, don't they say, hey, if you can give me this much, the rate's going to go lower too sometimes? Don't they say sometimes? Most of the time, actually. Hey, get me to this LTV and I'll get you a better rate and I'll do the deal for you. So now you can go out there and say, hey, guess what? Great news. Yes, we need some money down, but now you're financing way less and the interest rate went down. Therefore, your payments are lower. And then do the math. Then take the difference in the payment before and the payment you closed them versus the payment you have now. Multiply it times 84 months or 72 months and kaboom. Come on, y'all. Give me another one. Come on, man, Sean. Because, I mean, I think these guys forgot to sell cars, man. They're just going out there and going, please, please. Come on, man. They're just going out there and going like this. Ready, Cam? Ready, Cam? Here we go. Here we go. Please, please. Can I have some money down? Oh, no, don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask for money down. I know. It was so rude of me. We can't do that, y'all. We can't do that, right, Gabe? So we got to go out there with what? With confidence? But listen, I haven't told you anything that's not a fact. So you're forgetting about doing a lot of things. And that's why it's hurting. But then we sit there and go, oh, man, it's the banks. Oh, man, it's the customers. Oh, man, it's the credit. Oh, man. Man. Jordan, are you there? Unmute yourself. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. How are you this morning? Keep unmuted. I'm going to talk to you for a second.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Jordan, do you own a house?
No.
Okay, how old are you?
23.
You're a young cat. Is that something you want to do in the future?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about buying a house? What do you need to have? What do you need to do? How do you buy a house?
You get a mortgage.
Okay, but what do you need? In order to get approved for a house, what do you need, you think?
Good credit.
And what else?
Money down.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
You need income, too.
Yes, you're right. You need income, you need credit, and you need money down. Does everybody know that you cannot go buy a house unless you have money down? Now, if you're a veteran, then they have the veteran's loan, and sometimes they have some government loans that they have that you can get away from not putting money down. But most of the time, I would say 85% of the houses that are sold, they're going to require money down. Now, here we go. Let's go to Chains. Chains, unmute yourself. Thank you, Jordan. Good job. Chains, why do you think in the United States they ask you for money down when you're buying a house? What do you think? What's the reason?
Maybe to assure the buy, to verify that they're really interested on that house in particular.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Okay. Ryan, what do you think they ask you for money down? Brian, working that service drive like a champion with a... Because you're an American. Look at that flag behind you, dog. Let's go. Brian, what do you think they ask you for money down when you buy a house?
Usually they want an upfront investment.
Okay.
On the mortgage.
All right. Not bad. Okay. Who wants to go next? Who has the answer for us? Anybody? Raise your hand. No. Besides Luis? What do you think? Anybody?
Going once. Loan to value.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that, Vanessa?
Loan to value.
Explain them to what that means, because I don't think they know what that is. It's just talking about LTV, yo. So what does that mean?
Well, most of the time they'll put a insurance on it. If you're not at a certain point, I think like 80% or something, and so that's why they require the money down. Otherwise, you're going to pay extra. It's a lot extra.
Okay, Luis, what do you think? What do you think they ask them to do that?
It's loan to value. I mean, ability to purchase, and income, debt to income, and all those good things. But I think the bank loves that because it's a less risk factor, and they want to see some commitment from you. They want to say, "Hey, are you committed? Show me you're committed."
I'm looking for one word. One word. Start with an E.
Equity.
There you go. Who said that? Who said that? There it is. There it is. Okay. So they want to make sure, whether it's USAA, Bank of America, whether it's D.R. Horton, whatever company it is that you're using, they want to make sure that you are in an equity position from the get-go. From the get-go. And this has everything to do with the laws of home loans, because they don't, the government does not want loan people to take advantage of people and put them in homes just for the sake of putting them in homes. And now the son, a year from now, they lose their job and they can't get out of the house. They're upside down and the house goes on foreclosure. So they want to make sure that the loan makes sense to them and it makes sense to you. So it's two things. Yes. So Mr. Customer, let me explain it to you. When the bank is asking for money, they're doing two things. They're looking after themselves and they're also looking after you. They're making sure, because trust me, guys, tell your customers this. What do dealerships advertise all the time, including us? What do we advertise? And we scream from the top of the roof on TV. What do we advertise?
Zero down.
Best price.
Zero
best
down.
Deal. Best deal.
Zero down. Hey, come buy a car, zero down. And that gets people attention, doesn't it? But are we doing a good thing or a bad thing? So yes, we will try to work with you and try to do zero down. But what's the best thing for the customer? To put money down. Can we please change our perspective on money down? Today's meeting was what? Money down. Equity. Put the customer on the right car. If we do this, your grosses will go up. Who wants their grosses to go up? Who believes, hey, who thinks, hey, man, I can change my perspective. I can change my mind about money down. I can change my mind about putting the customer on the right car, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. So today, guys, let's go out there with a positive attitude. Let's make sure that we give everyone, Kobe, Philip, Rich, Alex, Esteban, let's give everybody the world-class service. Let's give everybody the red carpet treatment, finance people. Guys, listen, I just got back from Vegas. I went to a Nissan meeting, and I know it looked like a lot of fun, but we also had a lot of meetings. And let me tell you something. Please listen to this. It's 2023, y'all. It's 2023. If we're not using my Chevy app, my Nissan app, if we're not using the technology, my rewards, where customers can get free parts, basically, free accessories to start off, this is all about customer retention. Guys, did you know there's a buy at home for Nissan? Did you know that there's service at home for Nissan? Did you know that there's test drive at home for Nissan? And it's also for Chevrolet and Cadillac. I mean, Cadillac dealer, why wouldn't you want to do pickup and delivery for service? Why wouldn't you offer a customer, hey, we'll bring the car to you so you can test drive it at home. You don't have to come to the dealership. Hey, why wouldn't you offer when you're on the phone with a customer or on the internet, say, you know what, you sound like you're really busy. Tell me where you work. You work downtown? Is there a garage where I can park this car? Hey, I'm going to bring the car you're interested to you. That way you can drive it home tonight. And I'm going to pick up your trade-in. And tomorrow morning, I'll have some figures for you. Imagine if we did things like that. Do you think we can sell more cars? Raise your hand if you think yes. If we made it more convenient, guys, yes, I know. Listen, I know it. We want customers to come in. We want customers to come into the dealership. Come on in, come on in, come on in. But if we can't do that, can we please be flexible and be on 2023? Can we please do that? Here's another fun fact that I heard this morning on this room that I was in. I tagged a lot of y'all, and I don't know if you guys missed it or not. Okay. 38% of people that inquire about a vehicle online, a specific vehicle, buy something else. Are we missing the boat and not offering customers options? That was a big one for me that I took away. And I already know this, but how many times does a customer inquire about a vehicle, call about a vehicle, and because we don't have that specific vehicle, we end up giving up on that lead? Imagine if you worked that deal and you offer options and options. Could you possibly sell them something else? I believe you can. I really believe you can. But we need sales managers that are willing to show you the options. We need sales managers that are willing to work with you and say, you know what, let's be proactive. Let's get the car appraised. Tell them to send us a video of the vehicle. We'll appraise the car. You know what, let's be proactive. Let's work a lease and send them some numbers and work a lease. You know, all my customers, my referrals, y'all, are in Austin, Texas. every single one of them. Because I've been in Austin for so long. I'm in my office in Austin right now. The Bravo office is really neat. Check out our little logo up there. I don't know if you can see it. Bravo right there. But anyway, I'm in our office in Austin, our little headquarters over here. This is where I meet with all the OEMs. And all my referrals are from Austin. And whenever they want to buy a car, I typically reach out to Luis, to Lance, to Saul. And these people are not even in their town. And we sell them a car all over the phone. We appraise their car over the phone. We give them a price over the phone. My good friend Scott Simons that lives in Virginia, he's a big dealer. They own like 20 plus dealerships. I hooked them up with Luis, and he's bought a bunch of cars from Luis and sent us a bunch of referrals. And these people have never even stepped a foot in our store. I have a neighbor in my neighborhood, and I live in a really, really nice neighborhood. I have him saved on my phone, the biggest house in the neighborhood. His name is Darren. Darren and Jamie. They bought an Escalade from us. Never stepped foot in our dealership. They ordered the car from Lance or Luis. I can't remember. You guys did a great job sending the vehicle to him. I was just at his house last week with my wife. And he said, Alex, by the way, the best, easiest buying experience I ever had in my life. Wow. And the fact that I didn't even have to go to the dealership, this dealership showed up to my house on a flatbed. I could not believe it. Are we missing the boat and not being flexible and doing these things that I'm talking about? Yes, we are. This is costing each dealership 20, 30, 50 deals a month. Easily. Easily. Yes, I want to get people in the store. Yes, I want to have them in front of me. Yes, I want to be able to take a turn. Yes, I want to be able to do an EMI. But if I can't do that, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make the deal. Can we please, please get with 2023 and start acting? You guys are so young that I can't say, how does your wife buy groceries? I have to say, hey, how does your mom? How does your mom buy her groceries? Okay. Online. Okay. And they come into the front door. How does your wife buy them? Anybody here use Amazon? All the time. Who's buying something from Amazon at least once a week? Raise your hand. Shows up to your door. Easy does it, right? Who here uses DoorDash? Anybody? Okay. Who here uses Uber? Yes, yes, all the time. How convenient is that? Why can't we be like that? Why can't we be like that? Diego, what are you going to do different? Now that you hear this, how's your mindset going to be?
I'm going to land the customers on the right unit, ask the right questions, follow the process, and ask for more money down.
And be open to technology. Be open to making it convenient. Can everybody say convenient? Please unmute yourself. Everybody say convenient. We're going to make it convenient.
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 Convenient. Convenient. Oh, baby. Not what's convenient to me. What's convenient to the customer? And sales managers, you're going to have to change your mind a little bit because this is costing us business. Trust me on this. It's okay to work a deal over the phone. Who cares? I'd rather work a deal over the phone than not do anything. Amen? I'd rather price a car. If I'm not doing anything, now we got 50 deals working or 15 deals working. We have a showroom full of people and somebody comes in. Hey, my customer wants a number in their car. Okay, well, hang on, buddy. Let's get these deals going and we'll get you taken care of, okay? But you know what? But we will. We'll not forget about it. I get it. But if we're not doing anything, work the damn deal. Appraise the car. Give the customer payments. Show them a lease. And here's the beautiful thing about doing this. And I'll leave you with this, and I promise you I'm done. The beautiful thing about not having a customer in the showroom, let me tell you what it is. You can assume the best. You can pencil that deal at 3.9. You can pencil that deal at 0.00020, assuming they have excellent credit, because you haven't seen it, and show them the best numbers, which is going to make them come in. It's that easy, y'all. This is how you get a dealership from 130 to 800. From 50 units a month to 500. But having that growth mindset and not that, oh man, they got to come in. They got to come in. Don't stand outside waiting for the up bus, guys. Let's make some phone calls today. Let's double turn every customer. We got six days left. Let's get money down. Let's land customers on the right car, like Fernando said. Okay. Let's have fun. I hope you guys have a blast today with the country day, but let's not make it an all day affair. because we can't afford to lose this day. We got to sell cars, okay? So let's celebrate and do all that fun stuff. But let's make sure that we close out strong. We got 6 days left to go. Let's treat leads, y'all, like customers, not like leads. Can you please do that for me? I said that on Clubhouse this morning. Don't treat leads like leads. Treat them like customers because they are customers and they are going to buy a car. I promise you. Remember what Brian Kramer said? He said that Carvana ran $6,500 a copy. Think about that. Carvana, for the last quarter, they ran $6,500 a copy. Is anybody going to a dealership for Carvana? Is anybody sitting in front of a finance person for Carvana? Is anybody being taken a term for Carvana and doing EMI and all the stuff that we do, doing a service walk? No. And they're running $6,500 a copy. And why is that? Because they're making it what? Unmute yourself.
Convenient for the customer.
Convenient.
Who would like to see, by show of hands, tell people, who would like to see us managers, us leadership, being more open to making it convenient to the customer so that you can sell more cars? Raise your hand and be honest. Who would like to see that? Who feels like we can sell more cars if we did that? Honestly. Honest. Be honest. 100%. 1 million percent. So can we please be open? And listen, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. You're going to make more money and gross on those deals than on the other ones. Get your finance manager to do a FaceTime with yourself, with your customer, and sell them the product over FaceTime. Watch what happens. Did you know there's a company, a big finance company, and this is what they do? They have like professionals and they're on call, and you can call them and they'll do a FaceTime with a customer and they'll sell them everything over FaceTime. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. People do the doctor's appointments on FaceTime now. They don't even go to the doctor. The first year they came up with it, they did 500 appointments. The third year that they've done this, which is the appointment online, they're like in the billions, billions of appointments. People don't go to the doctor anymore. They do it online with the doctor right there. Because people want convenience. Time is the new money. It's the new currency. Time is the new currency. Say it out loud. Unmute yourself.